Hi, welcome to the Growth.me notes for the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Rich Dad, Poor Dad is Robert Kiyosaki's story of growing up with a poor dad, which was his middle-class biological father, and a rich dad, who was actually his best friend's father and also a savvy entrepreneur. Kiyosaki learned that rich people buy assets that make them money rather than working for an income. Our top quote from this book is, "The poor and middle class work for money, the rich have money, work for them," end quote. Now let's get into the best lessons from this book. Lesson 1. Rich and poor people have very different ideas about money. What separates the rich and the poor? One part of it is that money or finance is rarely taught in school. Kids learn about money at home, and this means kids often end up learning and repeating the same bad habits that kept their parents poor. It's a huge failure of our education systems that they do not often teach basic financial literacy. Robert Kiyosaki was lucky to grow up with two dads. They shared with him wildly different perspectives on money and life. His poor dad was his biological father. Poor dad was very well educated, having graduated from top universities with a PhD. He had a stable middle-class job working for the government. Poor dad always told his son that he should get a respectable degree, then work his way up a corporate ladder. And the most important things to him were job security with great benefits. Now, his rich dad was actually his friend Mike's father. Rich Dad never graduated from elementary school even, but he was building a business empire in Hawaii. He already owned several small supermarkets, plus warehouses, 3 restaurants, and a construction company. Rich Dad also believed in education, especially financial education, but he did not recommend a typical career or investing strategy, which makes it almost impossible to become really wealthy. So, at age 9, Kiyosaki and his friend Mike wanted to be rich. They were jealous of other kids at school who were driven around in fancy cars, and the other kids sometimes even excluded them for being poor. So one day, Kiyosaki's father found the two boys, and they were in their driveway, and they were melting toothpaste tubes into counterfeit nickels. They were trying to make money. Well, after explaining to them that this was illegal, he told the two disappointed boys that Mike's dad knew how to make money. Now, Mike was surprised by this because his dad didn't have an expensive car or a house. So, summary of this first lesson. Kiyosaki's biological father, aka poor dad, was well-educated, but he could not teach his son how to become rich. But Kiyosaki found another mentor in his friend's dad, aka rich dad, who was building a business empire. Now lesson 2. Rich dad taught through real-world experiences, not lectures. So rich dad met with the boys, and he agreed to teach them how to make money, but only if they worked for him. He offered them basic jobs at one of his small supermarkets, and the boys began working 3 hours every Saturday. The work was very boring and repetitive, mostly about keeping the store clean and organized. Kiyosaki had to miss his softball games, which he loved. They were only being paid 10 cents per hour, which, even in the 1950s as a kid, was not much money. Minimum wage was 25 cents an hour at the time, and when poor dad learned that his son was being paid less than that, he was outraged. He felt his son was being exploited and told him to quit immediately unless he got a raise. Well, after 4 weeks of working, Robert Kiyosaki was not happy. You see, Rich Dad had promised to teach the boys about money, but Robert hadn't seen or talked to him for weeks after that first meeting, so he was starting to feel angry, especially being paid so little money. So he told his friend Mike that he was ready to quit. Mike just smiled, and he said that Rich Dad had expected this to happen. Rich Dad had given Mike instructions that when Robert was ready to quit, then Mike should tell him to go and talk to Rich Dad again. So, Robert went to Rich Dad, and he intended to ask for a raise. He confronted Rich Dad about not fulfilling his end of the deal, not teaching the boys how to make money. Now, when Rich Dad heard all this, he asked, here's a quote, "Does teaching mean talking or a lecture?" Rich Dad asked. "Well, yes," I replied. "That's how they teach you in school," he said, smiling. "But that is not how life teaches you. And I would say that life is the best teacher of all. Most of the time, life does not talk to you. It just sort of pushes you around. Each push is life saying, 'Wake up, there's something I want you to learn.'" End quote. Rich Dad said he was teaching the boys through real-world experiences, not lectures. So by giving Robert an opportunity to work for not enough money, Robert got a taste of how most people spend their whole working lives. Most people always feel like they don't make enough money to pay for everything, and even when their income increases, it doesn't really change their situation in the long term. Here's a summary of this lesson. Rich Dad said if Robert worked in his supermarket, then he would learn to make money. Well, Rich Dad soon became tired of working for so little pay and confronted Rich Dad. This turned out to be the first real-world lesson, that most people are stuck in jobs they dislike being paid too little. Now, lesson 3. Spotting opportunity is a skill you can acquire. Rich Dad said it was very important to learn how not to be controlled by fear or greed. You see, when most people go to a job they don't love for 8 hours every day, or urge their kids to finish a degree for the sake of landing a secure career for 40 years, they're being run by fear. And now even rich people often have a very big fear of losing it all. Even more fear than when they had little money. So, Robert went back to working again, but this time, he was making no money. And Rich Dad told him this step was essential for the boys to learn the truth about money. Now, Robert didn't like not being paid, but he trusted Rich Dad, who said this would teach them how to really make money. Rich Dad said not getting paid would train the boys' minds to see opportunity, and that is exactly what happened. So one day, Robert and Mike noticed the woman who ran the supermarket. She was getting rid of the old comic books, and she was doing something strange. She cut half the front cover off each book and threw the rest of the books away in the garbage. And she told the boys that she had to give the covers back to the distributor for credit. So the boys asked her if they could have the old comics. And the distributor later told them that they could keep the comics if they did not resell them. So the boys began collecting all these old comics. And then the boys opened a comic library in a spare room of Mike's basement, and they charged the neighborhood kids 10 cents an hour to come and read as many comics as they wanted to for an afternoon. Now, since these comics usually would cost 10 cents each, this price was a bargain. And they hired Mike's sister to work at the library for $1 per week, and they ended up making $9.50 every week, which was a lot more than getting paid 10 cents an hour. Now, this lasted for 3 months until the library had to be shut down because some rowdy kids had come and caused trouble. But the lesson stuck. Most people are too focused on making money in the short term with their job, so they never learn how to spot business opportunities. Rich Dad had taught them a priceless lesson. By having the two boys work for no money, they had learned how to be creative and find new ways to make money. And best of all, the library had made them money even when they weren't physically there. which is called passive income. So as young kids, they had already learned a way to escape the trap most people are stuck in of forever needing to work for money. Summary of this lesson. Rich Dad said working without getting paid would train Robert's mind to see opportunity. Soon enough, Robert thought of a money-making plan. He recycled the old comic books from the supermarket, opening a comic library that other kids paid him to use. And now lesson four. People become wealthy not from working, but by buying income-producing assets. More money usually does not solve financial problems. You see this truth most clearly in people who win the lottery or land a big inheritance, only to be broke again a few years later. Even people with high incomes often struggle financially because they spend their money in the wrong direction. With more income, most people simply accumulate more debt. As a kid, Robert wanted to have things like a new baseball glove, while adults generally want to buy much more expensive toys like cars or boats. So higher income people are most often stuck in the same trap as everyone else. But most people don't understand this fact. So Robert Kiyosaki is often asked nowadays by young people how they can increase their income. True wealth is measured by how long you can survive into the future without needing to work. Most people would agree that if someone has an expensive car or house, but they are forced to keep working when they don't want to, then they're not really wealthy. Kiyosaki was able to retire at the age of 47. He didn't actually stop working, but he could have if he wanted to, and his wealth would have continued to grow. How did he do that? By focusing on buying, building, and growing his assets. Rich people focus on buying assets, not working for more money. So how do you know if something is an asset? By looking at if it brings you money or if it costs you money. This is what business people call cash flow. For example, a car is not an asset because it costs you money to use and maintain, and it also decreases in value the longer you own it. So if something provides you income, then it is an asset. If it costs you money, then it is a liability. Good types of assets include stocks, bonds, real estate that generates income, businesses that don't require your physical presence, or intellectual property that gives you royalties like music, books, and so on. Here's a quote from the book. Rich Dad explained this point of view over and over, which I call lesson number one. The poor and the middle class work for money. The rich have money, work for them. End quote. Now, most people confuse liabilities with assets. For example, Kiyosaki has controversially said that your house is not an asset because while houses do tend to go up in value, they don't provide an income. Also, because many people buy the most expensive home their bank will let them sign a mortgage on, they usually don't have much money left over to invest in real assets. You should keep your expenses and liabilities low so your money can be poured into buying assets. Rich Dad always stressed to Robert the importance of this, of using as much money as possible to buy assets. And then when your assets are producing income for you, then you can use that money to buy the things you want. Here's another quote. When I want a bigger house, I first buy assets that will generate the cash flow to pay for the house. End quote. Now, you don't need to start a company to begin building wealth. In fact, Kiyosaki does not recommend being an entrepreneur for most people because most new businesses fail. Kiyosaki began investing in 1974 while he was an employee for Xerox. Being one of the top salespeople for the company, he made a great income, but he wasn't satisfied because he really wanted to escape the rat race. So, by living frugally and investing his savings smartly, within 3 years he was making more money from his real estate investments than from his job at Xerox. Now, if you have trouble saving money, then I do recommend you look at our note on the book Your Money or Your Life. That book teaches how money is really your life energy, and it shows how we can stop seeking fulfillment through more consumption. It's a good book, and we have a note on it. It's called Your Money or Your Life. So a summary of this lesson. A higher income usually does not solve money problems. You can see how many lottery winners and rich athletes are soon broke again. The real way to build wealth is to buy assets, which are things that put money into your pocket, like stocks, bonds, certain real estate, etc. Lesson 5. Real estate is a great asset type because it provides a stable foundation. Kiyosaki always starts with buying a small property, and then he trades up to larger and larger properties. This is when he's buying real estate. So in the US, there are big tax benefits to trading up like this. You can put the money from a real estate sale into what is called a 1031 tax deferred exchange, and then use that money to buy another property without paying capital gains tax on the transaction right away. And that just means that you can save a lot of money and you can grow your real estate investments much faster. Here's how Kiyosaki transformed a $5,000 down payment into a $1 million investment. In 1989, Robert Kiyosaki was living in Portland, Oregon. This was just after a big market crash had happened, and the local real estate was selling poorly. So Kiyosaki often jogged through a neighborhood filled with cute little gingerbread houses. In this neighborhood, there were many for sale signs on the front lawns. One day, he stopped and talked to one of the house owners. The owner was discouraged because nobody seemed to be interested in buying his house, and it had been sale for a year and a half or more. So Kiyosaki offered to look around inside the house, and half an hour later, he bought the house for $45,000. Now, this was $20,000 less than the asking price, but the owner was happy to finally get rid of it, and Kiyosaki only paid $5,000 on that day as a down payment. Soon, he had a rental tenant move into the small house. Now, the rental payments basically paid for Kiyosaki's mortgage in the meantime, and then a year later, the real estate market in Portland, Oregon picked up, and he sold the house again to a couple moving in from California, and he sold the house for $95,000, which the couple considered a steal because where they had lived before, the houses were a lot more expensive than that anyway. So he made about $40,000 from this sale total, and he moved that money, which is called a capital gains income, he moved that money into what is called a 1031 tax deferred exchange. Now, that only exists in the US. And then he used that money to buy a bigger 12 unit apartment property in a different part of Oregon. And then a couple years after that, he again sold that apartment and he traded up to a 30 unit apartment in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, at the time, Phoenix was economically depressed, so the houses were selling for really cheaply. So he got a good deal again. And he eventually sold the Arizona property for $1.2 million. So there are a few very valuable lessons to take from that example. First is that market crashes are a great opportunity to buy more assets at a discounted price. Experienced investors view crashes like going to the store during a big sale. Yet most people stop investing out of fear when they hear news of a crash. And then when the prices have already risen back up, then they rush back to buy. Kiyosaki also says it's very, very important not to overpay for a property. If you pay too much in the beginning, then you'll usually not make the money back later. One quote that is repeated over and over again in the book is, here's a quote, "Always remember, profits are made in the buying, not in the selling," end quote. Summary of this lesson. In the U.S., you can grow your real estate investments much faster by using a 1031 tax-deferred exchange when you trade up to larger properties. Also, the best time to invest in any market, whether it's real estate, stocks, etc., is when everyone else is scared to buy during a crash. Now, lesson 6. You should work to learn new skills, not just working for immediate income. View your work primarily as a learning opportunity, especially early in your life. Rich Dad always encouraged Kiyosaki to learn from a wide variety of life experiences, which included trying out different types of jobs. Poor Dad, on the other hand, advised that Kiyosaki should get a degree in a very specialized, narrow field, which would let him land a secure job with benefits at a big company. So Kiyosaki repeatedly changed jobs after graduating because his goal was to learn. So he graduated from the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in 1969, and he went to work for Standard Oil in their tanker fleet. At the time, his educated poor dad was happy about this because his son was working for a large, big, stable company with great pay. But then Kiyosaki decided to quit after 6 months to join the Marines. His poor dad was confused and dismayed by that decision. The truth was, Kiyosaki had joined Standard Oil not to have a stable career, but to learn about international trade routes. And then he had joined the Marines to learn how to lead people. Rich Dad always had told him that the hardest part of business is managing people and being a respected leader. So Robert Kiyosaki says that in your life, the most important skill to learn is sales and marketing, because no matter what you'll be doing, you will always need to sell and market something. It could be selling a product, selling an idea, or even selling yourself. After the Vietnam War ended, Kiyosaki left the Marines and he went to Xerox to learn how to sell. He had heard that Xerox had a great sales training program, and he wanted to overcome his natural shyness. His father really didn't like this because he viewed selling as a shameful profession. Well, after a few years at Xerox, Kiyosaki was consistently ranking as one of their top 5 salespeople, and he quit yet again to begin his own company, importing wallets from Korea in the beginning. Kiyosaki's first book sold well because he had studied sales and advertising copywriting. The title of that book was "If You Want to Be Rich and Happy, Don't Go to School," which really grabs people's attention because it's somewhat controversial. It's great for publicity. His publisher had said the title should be "The Economics of Education," and Kiyosaki joked that with that title, the book would have only sold 2 copies. So one time, a reporter was interviewing Kiyosaki, and after the interview, she asked him how to be a best-selling writer like him. He recommended she take a high-quality sales training course. She was offended by that, saying that she hadn't graduated with a master's degree in English literature to become a low-class salesperson. Well, then Robert looked down at her notes, and he pointed out that she had written "Robert Kiyosaki, best-selling author." She had not written "best writing author." Kiyosaki even called himself a poor writer, and yet he was a best-selling author. She got the point. Summary of this lesson: pick jobs based on what they can teach you. Kiyosaki worked for Standard Oil to learn trade, Xerox to learn sales, and joined the Marines to learn leadership. The most important skill to learn is sales and marketing. No matter what, you'll always need to sell some product, idea, or yourself. Now, lesson 7. We all have inner obstacles to wealth like fear, arrogance, and laziness. Have you ever known that you should do something, but you still didn't do it? We all have internal blocks that stop us from becoming wealthy, even after we have become more financially educated. Kiyosaki says these inner blocks include fear, arrogance, laziness, bad habits, and cynicism. The first of these obstacles is fear. People are afraid to lose money, but the reality is that even Warren Buffett loses money with many of his decisions. Nobody likes to lose money, but it's part of the process of investing and growing wealth. Don't listen to people who are perpetually stuck in fear. You see, some people always believe the world is on the brink of a collapse. News outlets feed this irrational fear because it helps them to maintain attention and sell more advertising. But remember that successful investors are successful because they go against the crowd. They buy when everyone else is scared and not buying. Now, Tony Robbins wrote a personal finance book called Unshakable. In it, he clearly explains how market crashes and corrections are a normal and predictable part of life. I recommend you look at our book note for Unshakable if you want to extinguish any fear you have around investing. Now, there are safeguards you can use to avoid losing too much money when investing. For example, in stock market investing, you can use what is called a stop, which is a simple computer command that will automatically sell a stock you bought if the price of that stock drops below a certain number. Okay, here's a quote from the book. "Unfortunately, the main reason most people are not rich is because they are terrified of losing. Winners are not afraid of losing, but losers are. Failure is a part of the process of success. People who avoid failure also avoid success." End quote. Now, a second obstacle to wealth is arrogance. This is the attitude of "what I don't know does not matter." It's about being close to learning new things or changing your mind about an opinion. Rich Dad often had said that arrogance always cost him money. Now, someone can be smart but arrogant if they aren't learning new things. Now, many people, perhaps most people, begin buying investments without learning about investing. This is a costly mistake. For example, many people buy real estate without considering they might be missing some valuable knowledge that could help them. In 1973, Kiyosaki saw an infomercial on TV selling a three-day seminar about how to buy real estate for no money down. He says that course, which cost $385, has helped him to make at least $2 million more dollars up to this day. Kiyosaki also has three billionaire friends, and they say nobody ever asks them how to make money. Their family or friends only come asking for a job or a loan. Kiyosaki also has noticed that his rich friends like talking about money because they find it interesting, while poor and middle class people often say it is rude to talk about finances. A third obstacle to building wealth is laziness. Kiyosaki says the cure for laziness is a little greed. You see, poor dad would often tell Robert, "we can't afford it," or worse, he would guilt trip his son for even asking for something. "Do you know how much your mother and I do for you?" Rich Dad, on the other hand, taught Robert to ask the question, "how can I afford it?" which sparks motivation and creativity. Summary of this lesson: you can overcome fear by knowing that every investor loses money. It's just part of the road to success. Overcome arrogance by always learning more new things as you accumulate assets. Overcome laziness with a little greed, thinking creatively about how you could afford the things you want. And now lesson 8. Having a corporation can offer you many benefits, including tax savings. If you study history, in the beginning, taxes were only for the rich. That's how the government sold them to people and got away with it. Throughout history, taxes were usually brought in as a temporary measure, usually to pay for a war. For example, in my country of Canada, income taxes and sales taxes were introduced to pay for World War I. But when the war was over, the taxes stayed. In the first decades of Canadian income tax, only the top 2% richest people paid income tax. But now, the average person must work 4 to 6 months of the year just for income tax. Meanwhile, the rich use their financial knowledge to legally pay less taxes. In fact, governments create many tax laws to incentivize business owners and investors to create more jobs or buildings, like new housing. These laws mean they end up paying less taxes. Rich Dad told Robert Kiyosaki that he definitely paid less taxes than Poor Dad, even though he was making more money. You see, higher income taxes mostly penalize well-paid professionals like doctors, lawyers, and dentists, computer programmers, and so on. Remember that truly wealthy people don't make their money through income or working, but through assets. All right, so corporations. Corporations offer many benefits, including tax advantages. Anybody can set up a corporation. It is just a folder of documents that your attorney has filled out and registered with the government. And there are some good reasons to have your own corporation. For example, a regular employee must first pay taxes before their expenses, while corporations can first deduct their expenses and then, on whatever money is left over, they pay taxes. A corporation also offers protection. This means if you're sued, your personal assets, like your home, can't be taken away. On the other hand, in some situations, a corporation means you are double taxed, paying both corporate tax and personal income tax. Robert Kiyosaki recommends Garrett Sutton's books to learn more about setting up your own personal corporations. That is Garrett Sutton's books. Summary of this lesson. Rich people use their financial knowledge to legally pay less taxes. For example, higher income taxes don't affect the truly wealthy. Opening a personal corporation can protect your personal assets, like your home, and in some situations, you will pay less taxes. And now lesson 9. Pay yourself first, even when it's uncomfortable. Paying yourself first means to invest some percentage of your income into saving and investing before you pay anything else. So for example, putting aside maybe 10% of your income to your retirement savings before you pay your bills, your mortgage, or even your taxes. This advice of paying yourself first was popularized by one of the true classic books of personal finance called The Richest Man in Babylon. Many people have heard this advice, but they do not really follow it. They only save and invest money after the other bills and expenses have been paid for. And that seems to be reasonable and responsible, but what happens is there's usually no money left over at the end of each month. Rich Dad believed that you should pay yourself first, even when it's very difficult to do. Now, his accountants and lawyers often called him crazy or irresponsible for doing this, but he didn't care. Rich Dad set aside money to invest in assets before anything else, even when there are important bills or taxes due. He also never dipped into his savings to pay for things, and that put a big pressure on him. But Rich Dad saw this pressure as the strongest motivation to become better at making money. Just like lifting weights at the gym puts pressure on your muscles to grow, this exercise puts pressure on you to become more creative at generating money. Avoid a lot of consumer debt. This makes paying yourself much easier. If you keep your debt and unnecessary expenses small, then you will only have smaller bills due at the end of each month, and that means you can save your money to buy assets more easily. Later on, you can use the cash flow from your assets to buy that nice house or car that you want. Summary of this lesson: Rich Dad always invested part of his income to buying assets even before he paid important bills or taxes. His accountants thought he was crazy, but this practice highly motivated him to become better at making money, just like lifting weights at the gym makes someone stronger. That's all for this note on Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Hope you learned some useful things, and I'll see you in the next one.